Hi, everybody, and welcome to Journey Through the Desert, Drink It In Style with Jordana Barakhov. I'm so glad you joined me. If you have never heard me speak before, I want you to be aware that you could always contact me at jbarakhov@gmail.com, jbarukhov@gmail.com. You can find me on Instagram at drinkitin_Jordana. I put out a weekly Parsha video that will be coming out later this evening. You could contact Magid Shir Enjoyment if you want to get onto my email list and get an email blast from me. Every Thursday night comes out the newsletter. And if you're interested in any sponsorship, feel free to call 917-626-8306. We have many listeners live, and sponsoring a class is amazing. We have two sponsors this week. We have a sponsor for a Refuah Shleimah for Asher Lemel Ben Shana Liba, and also sponsorship in memory of Rivka Rabin, Alav HaShalom. So this is our third part to Journey Through the Desert, and I wanted to focus on something, concept of perspective. That's really what I wanted to focus on. Last week, we were talking about timing and having connections, and Moshe feeling a disconnect from the people. He says, I'm a spiritual guy, and these people are asking about meats and so on and so forth. Today I want to talk about perspectives and how our perspectives can change our chances and our capabilities and our opportunities. That's a great word for it. It could destroy our opportunities. You know, I always tell my students that I teach, you know, when you put on certain glasses, you could say, right, there's that concept that glasses, rosy glasses, and you could see things rosy, that's positive, that you get a different view. You see things differently. And in this week's Torah portion, Shlach, when the Jews are sending out to these explorers, first of all, I just want to clarify, this is a big pet peeve of mine, they are explorers. They are not meraglim when we send them out. And you can challenge me on that. I have no problem. But if you look in this week's Torah portion in Sefer Bamidbar, it never, ever uses the word meragel. Meragel are spies. It uses the word latur. That's the Shoresh, Tuf Vav Resh, and that means to explore, to seek out. And the Malbim explains the difference between the two words. I love the Malbim. Really focuses on language and linguistics. Malbim and Rav Hirsch. And the Malbim explains that Latur is to seek out the good. Liragel, to spy, is to seek out the bad, the negative. So when these men were going out, when they were sent out to check out the land and the people, their sole purpose was to focus on the good. They were supposed to have a good, positive perspective. What happens, unfortunately, is that when they come back and they have this whole report, and we're going to talk about a little bit about where's the shift, they present things in a negative light. So their perspective changes. And because of this negative perspective that they have, it then destroys our opportunity to go into the land. So that's why I think it's so strong to understand the concept of perspectives and how powerful our view of things are. Half full, half empty glass idea, optimistic versus pessimistic. How do we see things? How do we take in different experiences that we're going through? And that's a major lesson of our journey in the desert, that if we could come out and understand that this journey that they're in, that they went off the beaten path, they went in the wrong direction, and that's what then leads them to 40 years of traveling here in this week's Torah portion. This is it. This is where it all goes down, guys. And it all comes from a specific pasuk, a specific verse. In Perek Yud Gimel, we see Pasuk Chaf Bet, right where it begins, right away, it says, Vaya'alu ba-Negev ve'avo'at Chevron. And they went up from the Negev, and he arrived in Chevron. There's a very famous Rashi that discusses why does it go from plural to singular, and then maybe only Kalev went into Chevron to daven by Maras HaMachpelah, and that's why he inherits it later on. There's another opinion that talks about that it's describing how each man went into Hebron, that they came as a group, and then they went one by one by one by one. They went in single file because they didn't want to be caught. But Rav Hirsch presents an idea that this is where everything shifted. This is where everything changes. He says that their mindset changed, that they were this cohesive unit, and then after this, whatever they experienced from here on out changed their perspective. So what did they experience? So it says that they saw these men, the children of the giant, Yildei HaAnak. And in their mind, since they saw the children of the giants, they assumed their perspective was that everyone must be giants, that this must be a representation of everybody. And it wasn't. It wasn't a representation of everybody. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu's perspective, what was Hashem trying to show them? You see these guys? You see these men? This is it. These are the only giants you're going to see. But they took it as, no, you see them? There must be more. So here Hashem is trying to present something to them, but their perspective, their view shifted, and it taints it. And then Hashem shows them a So'an Mitzrayim. He says there's Hebron, and Hebron was built 7 years prior to So'an Mitzrayim. They're like, oh my gosh, what do you mean? Mitzrayim? Hebron is older than Mitzrayim. Wait, that doesn't make sense. More beautiful, not. What do you mean? That's not, that. This is not going to work. So what happens is they said, wait a second. Hashem is trying to show them, look, here's this city similar to Egypt. You overcame Egypt. Look what you were able to achieve. Look at your life. You were able to come out of Mitzrayim. You were able to survive all that slavery. Well, guess what? If you could do that, you could definitely defeat the people in this country. But what happens? The scouts, the explorers, they look at this and like, oh no, this is going to be another Mitzrayim. This is going to be another Egyptian experience. We're going to be enslaved. So what happens is they take their perspective and they shift it. And we even see it when they come back with the report. When they say, ki chazaku mi menu, they were supposed to find out if they were strong or weak. But they did more than that. They said, the people in Canaan are stronger than us. They give their own opinion. No one asked for their opinion. They're giving their own perspective. How do you know that the people are stronger than you? That's your opinion. You don't know that. So we see this theme of perspective throughout the storyline in this week's Torah portion, that this perspective very much, destroys their chances of going into the land and changes the entire journey that we see with them. That they had an opportunity, to get into the land, but their perspective messed it up. Such a powerful lesson for all of us to take in, that we go through life day in and day out, and things are happening to us left and right. We're being bombarded. But how are we going to sit back, look at it, sit with it, analyze it, and understand what is meant to be learned from it? Are we going to have a positive twist? Are we going to try to say, oh, this occurred because it's going to help me in my growth? Or are we going to taint it? Are we going to twist it? Are we going to see the negativity, which will then just bring us further down? It'll get us deeper and deeper into that black hole of existence. And I don't think any of us want that. We want to rise above. We want to learn these life lessons of the journey in the desert from the Jewish nation. We don't want to be like the Tarim. We don't want to be like the Jews who reacted and just cried for no reason. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu then says, I'm going to give you a reason to cry. We want to be joyous. We want to be happy. We don't want to suffer for an extra 40 years that is not needed. So I hope you could all take in this, or I should say you should drink in this lesson. And if you enjoyed this, please, I hope to see you, and I hope you, I won't see you, but I hope you listen next week. Again, if you want to reach out, jbaruchov@gmail.com. Feel free to email me. Feel free to follow me on Instagram at drinkitin_Jordana. My next series, my next podcast is coming out next week on Wednesday, talking about rising to the challenge, interviewing different people who had different challenges in their lives. So really look out for all these wonderful things and for us to learn again next week together at 1:45. And again, if you want to sponsor, feel free to contact Sheer Enjoyment for any sponsorship. It was great learning with you, everybody. Have a great day.